Historians believe obituaries were first published in ancient Rome, and they became a regular part of publications in the mid-1800s. The form has changed dramatically since then, but its purpose hasn't: to inform the public about someone's death. The standard form is to include the basics on where the person was born and went to school and whether they had children and grandchildren. But the greater impact of obituaries comes from its storytelling nature and paragraphs that give us true insight into the person who's passed away. And we're seeing more of that right now as Susan Orlean is penning an obit column for The New Yorker. The New York Times is doubling down with Overlooked, a feature that highlights lost lives that were not documented. And that's part of what drew Anne Brown back into journalism after retiring. She's now writing obituaries for the Arizona Daily Star and recently spoke with my co-host Steve Goldstein about their purpose.
I believe that obituaries are not a story about a death, but are a story about a life. And I think it gives us a chance to reflect on this person who we may have known or not known, and what their life was about and who they were. And I think we need that. I think we want to have those memories.
Is it something that it's just sort of part of our storytelling culture in a sense? Or do people, when they hear obituaries, do some people think, oh, that's kind of creepy? Or others say, no, it's not. We're talking about someone's life.
People do. And people will say, you know, when I was working on an obituary, they'll say, ooh. And then, no, it's really wonderful. It's an opportunity to learn about this person and learn how people thought about this person and how they interacted with this person. It's a wonderful opportunity. And I think it is part of our storytelling culture. Maybe stories that we don't tell often enough anymore because we get reduced to social media bits versus the nice informed depth of a story about a person. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity. I also think what an obituary can do is help people who are maybe struggling with a death or a coming death. Because when I talk to people when I'm working on an obituary, I like to talk to them. And sometimes I don't use a word they say, but I'll listen to their stories. And it gives them an opportunity to talk about this person and what this person means to them. And it also then, that hopefully I can relate that in an obituary. But if not, it still gave that person a chance to say those things.
When you write an obituary, who are you writing it for? Are you writing it for some of those people you had a chance to discuss the life with? Is it about the broader audience? How would you describe it?
I think it's the broader audience. When I do an obituary, it's not a eulogy. It's not a memorial. It's not a tribute. It's a life story. So it's definitely for the broader audience. It's not that those people won't see themselves in there and get something out of it, but I view it as a news story. Just it's a life story that happens to be in the news at that point. So it's for the broader audience.
Because you've been a writer for such a long time, there are general challenges to writing. What about writing an obituary? Any special challenges there?
It is. And part of it is you want to be respectful of the person. But you also have to be aware that this person wasn't perfect. And so maybe you have an opportunity to, well, not maybe you have an opportunity, you have to be honest with your readers. And I'll give you an example. I wrote a rather lengthy obituary about John McCain, and the Keating Five, I think many people remember that, wasn't the high point of his career. But you still had to talk about it. I still had to talk about it. I had to mention it, what it was, and what he did in response. So I think you have to be honest and not say, oh, I'm not going to go there because that's uncomfortable. You have to go there because it is uncomfortable.
You mentioned John McCain. I wanted to ask you, can you tell us about a time when you were surprised by something you learned after a more well-known person died?
Don Diamond. I don't know if you're mostly in Phoenix, but down in Tucson, I did an obituary on Don Diamond, who was a very big and prominent developer in Southern Arizona. I had no idea that one of the reasons that he did such a supporter of the Children's Hospital, they've got Diamond Children's in Tucson, is because his daughter died of asthma because I couldn't get her to the hospital fast enough.
Oh.
And, you know, I did not know that until I was working on his obituary. And that just gave me so much more respect for the situation and for why his commitment and his family's, the whole philanthropic organization now, his family commitment to that hospital.
Newspapers have been struggling lately as people mm-hmm. get their news in a different way. As we see fewer and fewer print copies, and let's say the Sunday paper is still pretty thick, and that's where a lot of obituaries end up because that's the most read day. What do you think we would miss if we see fewer and fewer obituaries, or if, you know, people have to try to find them online as opposed to, I guess for me, there's something actually even more powerful of seeing all the names together and all the stories together. I wonder what you think about that.
I think seeing that, I don't know about you, but in the Star, there was during the height of COVID, the paid obituaries, the funeral notices that you see, there was just a lot of them, and they were all together. But I think what we would miss by not seeing them in print and not seeing them is you're going to miss the full story and the continuing story. When something's in print, when you see something in the paper and you see it on newsprint, it has a sense of urgency, but it also has a sense of permanency. It has that sense where you see something online and it's very fleeting. And so there's not that sense of longevity, I guess, would be a word, or it's not a sense of it's not there permanently. You've got to print it off to have that permanency. Otherwise, it's just out there in the ethernet someplace.
That is longtime journalist Ann Brown, who is currently writing obituaries for the Arizona Daily Star.